There's been mayhem and a whole lot of outrage around the country today, all directed at Telstra. And I've got to put my hand up too. The outage affected me for many hours, drove me bananas. For the second time in just a few weeks, the telecommunications giant has been grappling with widespread 3G and 4G outages, this time affecting six capital cities, impacting phone, network, train, FPOS, and possibly even 000 services. Associate Professor Mark Gregory is a telecommunications expert based at RMIT University in Melbourne. Thanks for joining us on RN Drive.
Good afternoon.
So Telstra has said that today's outages were caused by, and I quote, a fault in the core of its network. A fault in the core of a network sounds pretty dramatic to me. What does that actually mean?
Well, it means that there's been an intermittent hardware fault or some sort of a software fault in one of the systems relating to an update that they've done recently.
Okay, and there's been a lot of criticism directed at Telstra. Is it warranted?
Yes, the criticism is warranted because you would expect that within minutes of a hardware fault being identified or an update of a software fault being identified, that they'd be able to swap onto a redundant system. But what has happened in this particular case is that that hasn't occurred, and we've then got a ripple effect where they tried to move everyone onto the 3G network. The capacity wasn't there. Subsequently, we've had a snowballing effect right across the country. And to have six capital cities without mobile services is quite unacceptable in today's world.
There's been all that criticism, and I had to put my hand up because I was very noisy about my criticism. Are these outages avoidable then?
Yes, the outages are avoidable. Well, let me put it this way. Outages occur. We can't prevent faults from happening, whether it be a hardware failure or sometimes a software update occurs and it has unexpected consequences. But what we do expect is that the telecommunication operators have redundant systems so that they can swap across onto a redundant system if something occurs on the primary system. To have some sort of an outage like this take down a whole network right across a nation is quite unacceptable. And today we've seen FPOS services go down. We've seen trains brought to a halt in Melbourne. We've seen customers or people that have said that they've not been able to get onto 000. And of course, remember, if you're in an area where there's only Telstra services, then it's the only mobile service available. So 000 is not going to work if that network is not there. So all of this really means that we've got a situation where it's totally unacceptable. Telstra's excuses this afternoon have been quite, I would just simply say laughable. 8 hours after this has occurred, Telstra is obviously trying to wait until the end of the news cycle, because they should have identified the fault by now.
So how problematic was the meltdown? I mean, you've given us a few examples, trains in Melbourne and so forth, but what impact did it have on a large number of Australians? Was it quite significant, would you say, in terms of the scale?
Most certainly. What we're talking about is millions of customers affected right across the capital cities. And when you have FPOS services go down, the Commonwealth Bank and other banks were identifying that FPOS services for customers that were using Telstra have gone down, which means that small business is losing millions and millions of dollars. Consumers, of course, can't get onto the network. And overall, you're talking about a snowball effect that's affected many millions of Australians. And really, in today's world, telecommunications is an essential service. For this to be happening is totally unacceptable. But really, what we need is the government has got to step up and acknowledge that telecommunications is an essential service, and it needs to legislate and regulate with this in mind. But this government in particular has done everything possible to shy away from that.
There were quite a few people from other networks reporting difficulties this morning as well. Would that have been a result of the Telstra issue?
Oh, most certainly. When you've got an outage on one of the networks, especially Telstra's network, it's likely to ripple across and cause problems with the other networks. To some degree, there is a sharing of infrastructure and services. If Telstra's systems are overloaded and they're shedding customers, then if people on the other networks are trying to call into the Telstra network or do things on that network, there's likely to be a ripple effect. And in particular with Telstra's network, I would expect Optus and Vodafone customers to be affected. And I've heard and seen, you know, a number of people today who have said that their services, particularly on Optus, were affected by this outage.
Not being able to access 000 is pretty critical. I mean, I think that's the most alarming part for me. But as more devices join the network in the future, you know, all of the things that we know are going to come online, electric cars, buses, for instance, will these outages become even more critical?
Well, they're critical now, but as we add more things to the network, of course, everything becomes, a bigger problem. And especially as you've indicated, cars, buses and things that move. I mean, the potential outcomes of a network outage for things that move around, like cars and buses, is quite daunting. I just can't imagine what the side effects of this would be, if we had a nation of 10 million cars all connected by mobile phone to the network. So we need to sort of look at this and say to government, it's time for them to actually do something about it. It ripples down the chain from there. For Telstra's CEO to yet again go missing today at such a critical time, is quite unfortunate. But let's just see what Telstra says tomorrow morning. Are they going to compensate people? Really, the outage was, for many people, 4 to 6 to 7 hours mm-hmm. On a Monday morning mm-hmm. at a critical point in time in the year when we're, getting closer to the end of the financial year. Telstra have got to look at compensation, and let's just see how that runs.
Look, I mean, I think 000 is the most serious, as we say, but the loss of productivity, I felt very behind today after that outage, I've got to be honest. It had a pretty significant impact on my day alone, and I didn't have to deal with a serious issue. I can't imagine not being able to use your phone when you're in trouble. Hey, thank you so much for coming on and explaining it all.
My pleasure. And look, we can only hope that the government stops dilly-dallying on this matter and actually steps up and does something about it.
We'll see. Associate Professor Mark Gregory there. He's a telecommunications expert based at RMIT University in Melbourne. This is RN Drive.